We are doing the Netivot Shalom on Parshat Ve'etchanan, and the topic is Tfilat Moshe, Moshe's prayer. The parasha begins, Ve'etchanan el Hashem ve'te'ilim or, I begged before Hashem at that time, saying the following, Hashem elokim et achilot, alarot et avdecha, et kodlecha ve'et yadecha hachazaka. Hashem, the potent one, you began showing your servant your greatness and your powerful hand. That what potent being exists in the heaven or the earth that can do like your actions and like your mighty deeds? And our sages say that Moshe Rabbeinu prayed 515 prayers, like the numeric value of the word Ve'etchanan. Moshe Rabbeinu prayed 515 prayers requesting to enter the land of Israel. And we have to explain, all of Moshe's essence, all of Moshe's desire was to do the will of Hashem. So then why did he beg so much with 515 prayers to enter the land of Israel after he saw that that was not the will of Hashem? So why is he begging for something that he sees God does not desire? And we find in the holy works that if Moshe Rabbeinu would have entered the holy land and built the temple, it wouldn't have been possible for the temple to be destroyed. And when the Jewish people sinned, we know they did after Moshe's death. So when that would have happened, God could not give out his wrath over the stones and wood. We know it was an act of kindness that God destroyed the temple instead of the Jewish people. And God forbid, God would have had no choice, so to speak, but to decree destruction. Like this, God said, I'll destroy the temple and spare the Jewish people. Had Moshe built the temple, God would not have destroyed the temple. And so it would seem that Moshe knew that. So why did he beg so much to enter the land of Israel? Furthermore, we have to explain, why do we have a double terminology? Moshe begs Hashem Elokim, God the Omnipotent. When he begs Hashem, that's a reference to God's trait of kindness, the Rachamim and mercy. And when he says the Omnipotent one, that's a reference to God's trait of justice. And so too we find Moshe says, he says, you began showing your servant your greatness and your powerful arm. When he says greatness, that's a reference to God's kindness. As the verse says, to you Hashem is the greatness, that's a reference to kindness. And then when Moshe says, and your powerful hand, that's the trait of overpowering. So Moshe Rabbeinu, when he refers to God, he refers to God's two names, one of compassion and one of din. When he refers to God's traits, he refers to chesed and gvura. Why so? V'chen tzarich beyur, and so too we have to explain omero, that which Moshe said, asher mi'el b'shamayim uba'arz asher yaseh ma'asecha v'chiburotecha. What potent being is there in the heavens and the earth that can do like your actions and your mightiness? Why does Moshe say what potent being in the heavens and the earth? And so too what Moshe says that can do like your mightiness. What might was he referring to when he speaks about his entering to the land of Israel? And in that Moshe requested. And Moshe's request, he says, let me cross over and see the good land, the good mountain in Lebanon. Our sages say the good mountain is Jerusalem. Lebanon is the temple which is like Lavan. It whitens the sins of the Jewish people. We have to understand, why did Moshe stress specifically Jerusalem and the temple? Okay, so what were the questions? Question number one, why is Moshe begging when he sees God doesn't want it? We know that if Moshe enters and builds the temple, it cannot be destroyed, and we know it was a good thing that it was destroyed, that way the Jewish people were spared. Why was he begging to enter? Number two, why does he use terminology Hashem Elohim, Chesed and Din? Why does he say Yadecha Chazaka, Godlecha, and Yadcha Chazaka. Godlecha is Chesed, and Yadcha Chazaka is Gvura. Why does he say, who is a potent being in the heavens and the earth? And why does he say Gvurotecha? What might was applicable to Moshe's request to enter the land of Israel? And the last question is, why was he requesting to see Jerusalem and the temple? So we have to explain this concept. When a person has a decree upon him, sometimes it stems from God's trait of might when it's coming to punish the person. And sometimes there is a declaration against the person, and really it stems from God's trait of kindness. It seems like it's a bad decree, but really that the decree is really from God's kindness for the man's benefit. Just sometimes God's kindness is covered and hidden. Just as we explained, the fact that Moshe did not enter the land of Israel was to benefit the Jewish people. That's why Moshe says, Hashem Elokim. Hashem Chesed Elokim Din. Shebikesh al bet amidot avaya Elokim. He asked both traits of God. Benim ze gzardin memidat ha-chesed, benim ze memidat ha-din. He said, be it a decree from Chesed, be it a decree from Din. Either way, I ask you, Hashem, let me in. V'chen and so to Moshe says that Godlecha v'itadcha chazaka, your greatness and your mighty hand, Shem gamken, Chesed and Gvura. They are also these two concepts. On both fronts, Moshe requests, Shetitbatel al gzera meichan shehi. Let this decree be annulled, regardless where it stems from. And that's why he asked, what potent being is there in the heavens and the earth that can do like your actions and your might? Moshe was saying, even if it's for the benefit of Israel, you control all the constellations, you control all forces. Who could tell you what to do? And Hashem, it's within your power to make it that I will be able to enter the land of Israel, and nonetheless you'll find a way to be kind to the Jewish people. I know that ultimately the plan is you'll destroy the temple instead of the Jewish people, but God, you could do it a different way. And that's what Moshe was requesting, God's might specifically about the temple. He was asking God that he will merit to build it. And nonetheless, God will afford that kindness to the Jewish people, that they will be spared annihilation. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu asks for God's might in the heaven and the earth. He says, God, control things beyond the way of nature, beyond the constellations. I understand the way things are set up, they'll sin, they'll deserve annihilation, you'll destroy the temple instead. Let me enter, let me build the temple. For whatever source there is for this decree that I shouldn't enter, please Hashem, annul it, let me enter. And for the Jewish people, spare them, give them that kindness, figure out another way to do it. That's why Moshe asks for God's might, because Moshe is asking God to change something in the course of nature. And this is all there to teach us that this is the way every Jew should pray. When he asks God for something, undoubtedly everything stems from good. God only wants to do good for us. The nature of one that's good is to do good. But when a Jew prays, he should ask Hashem, everything's in God's control. He has to ask, he has to ask for God's kindness, even if it means annulling a decree. That's why Moshe says in his prayer, God, you control b'shamayim uv'aretz, in the heaven and the earth. The way the Rebbe from Rojin explained, in this world he sees the afflictions that pass the congregation of Israel. But the Rebbe said, when he goes up to the worlds above to ask for mercy, he sees that it's all for the good. That the way God guides the Jewish people and everything that passes over them is really all for the good. And then when he comes down to this world, then he again witnesses how the Jewish people are withering in their afflictions. על כן הוא מבקש מהשם יתברך. That's why Moshe asks Hashem. הרי אתה נמצא בשמיים ובארץ. You're in the heavens above, but you're down below as well. You see our afflictions below. You don't see the godly plan alone. You see the godly plan, but you also see the suffering here below. תעזור ותושיע, so help us, save us. שיהיה רק טוב. The things should be good, only good. הן בשורשו והן בגילוי בעולם הזה. Both in the root of what happens in this world and also in the revelation, the product of what happens in this world. Like the Tivot Shalom explained in the past. The world is like an upside down tree. The roots are in the heaven and the branches are down below. The roots are up there, the roots of what happens down below. We see the fruits down below. So he's saying, be it in the root, be it in the revelation down below, let it all be for good. V'zeo shebikesh Moshe, that's what Moshe requests. Asher mi'en v'shamayim uva'aretz. What potent being is there in the heavens and the earth? Sh'arei ata nimtza v'shamayim uva'aretz. For you, Hashem, you're in the heaven and the earth. V'yachol lekiyem bet hadvarim. You can make it happen in both places. Ta'aseh she'yeh atov kefi shehu v'shorsho v'shamayim. So Moshe's request is, make it that the good, the way it's good in the root in the heaven, should be good down below, mibli she'yeh ha'ra v'aretz, without having any bad here on earth below. And be'ezrat Hashem, next time we'll pick up over here, where he discusses, so why did Moshe beg so much if he sees that God doesn't seem to want it? So what do we learn from that? That's Be'ezrat Hashem, the last paragraph, which we'll see next time.